Fans, on this Saturday night, it's great to have you with us. Don't forget, Original Joe's open for takeout and grab and go in North Beach. Of course, they are the anchor tenant of North Beach, and to see Original Joe's in action there really, really makes people very happy there. They observe all the health protocols, but you can walk up, you can order, you can grab and go on some of the frozen items as well. Same thing out in Westlake. They've been doing that since the protocols went into effect, but the Dugan family, they've got it together, and always a pleasure to talk about them. Original Joe's, they do so much for us. I can't thank them enough. So originaljoes.com online, 415-775-4877 in San Francisco, or 650-755-7400 from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. out in Westlake. So absolutely check it out. And I could go for one of those nice Original Joe's hamburgers right now. I know Rich Lieberman is listening, and it's a great place. So on this Saturday night, absolutely, it's there for you as they observe everything that's got to be observed right now in Northern California, especially San Francisco. Joining us from the great state of Arizona, where I left about 10 or 12 days ago, is Bernie Pleskoff. Bernie writes for RotoWire and for Forbes.com and is a former Major League scout. And Bernie, we love having you on. I wish there was baseball to talk about and scouting reports to talk about, but how are you getting along?
Well, Marty, today is an interesting day here. Around 8 miles north of us is a wild brush fire that is threatening the horses, the burros, and all of the animals and homes, etc. And you know Cave Creek, Arizona. It's a country town. It's, you know, a lot of wildlife. So watching it from our window is not pretty. But let's talk some baseball.
All right, let's do that. Now, you have been, and I don't use this term loosely, an expert, and I really feel that you've covered the minor leagues as a scout. You've covered the minor leagues as a writer. You're part of the Arizona Fall League when I'm down there all the time. So we've got news about the minor leagues. You know, baseball has a plan that they're going to implement in 2021. The pandemic has allowed them to sort of accelerate that. Minor leaguers have been released this week, and I'm very happy to have you on to give us some perspective on what's going on here.
Marty, first, thanks for having me. You know, the minor league baseball is not just getting guys ready to play in the big leagues, because only about 10 to 12% of them ever make a big league roster. Minor league baseball is about entertainment for communities. It's about jobs for communities. It's about bringing life to communities. And what Major League Baseball wants to do is cut from 160 minor league teams probably to 120 or less. And the agreement between Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball is up after this season. So you're going to see leagues eliminated. You're going to see teams eliminated. And they have already started eliminating hundreds of minor league players. This is really sad, Marty, because you and I know how important minor league baseball has been to this country. And for me, it's a very sad day because I traveled to many, many of these small towns, bigger towns, smaller parks, bigger parks. They're threatened now. And we have to watch this very, very carefully because, in my opinion, you're going to end up with AAA, AA, Class A Advanced, and Class A. And everything else, like short season, those could all be gone. And I think they're going to take out at least 40 teams, maybe more. And that's 40 cities, Marty.
Well, that's huge to me because, you know, you go back in the history of minor league ball. I mean, you know, not that these cities are losing them, but, they, you know, the Durham Bulls and the Waterloo Whitehawks and, you know, the Hot Springs Bathers and, you know, all
they're
the
iconic,
Pine Bluff.
Marty. They are.
Yeah, Pine Bluff Judges and the York White Roses, and you know right. you come up with the names, the Miami Beach Flamingos and things like that. It's been part of the landscape of baseball. So baseball needs the minor leagues to develop players. I mean, the Giants look at Joey Bart and Ramos and Jelly and two or three Luciano, an 18-year-old. Where are they going to get the competition? In other words, how do they put a team together if they're scaling back on the number of minor leaguers they're going to have?
Well, their draft that starts June 10th will go from 40 rounds down to 5. So instead of having 40 rounds of players drafted, you're going to have 5 rounds of players. Then a team can pay $20,000 minimally to sign any player they want. So first of all, you're drafting fewer players. So you'll see more independent teams. You'll see more guys going back to college. You'll see guys, you know, sticking around playing traveling squads and hope to catch the eye of a scout. And this is not good for baseball. It really isn't. And another thing that could happen is you could see many more international players signed, even though that skyrocketed. But you may even see even more international players signed because the kids who play baseball here in the United States may go to another sport. They may just say, hey, I can't get drafted, so forget about this. This has tremendous ramifications. And basically, what you're doing is changing the fabric of the game. And the other thing, Marty, is those teams that end up in the minor leagues, you know, the teams that are left will be owned by Major League. You know, the Major League personnel will manage this. And I may be breaking some news here. I haven't read this, but I have been told by two people I trust that they are going to set up regions, that Major League Baseball will set up a couple of regions and run their minor league system from those regions. So you won't have a league president anymore. You may have a regional director in charge of several different leagues within that region. Now, that's not official. That's a rumor I have heard. But it definitely fits with what Major League Baseball wants to do. And that's one word, Marty, and it's control. And the second word is money.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the motive? And you just answered the question with control and money. So, I mean, baseball is smart. I mean, people, they understand the game and the Branch Rickey with the farm system. And, you know, everyone understands how important it is. Is development can't be as sharp as it was in the past. Why don't they see that?
Well, because things have changed. They don't have scouts like myself, you know, who look at players, and they don't do it that way. They do it with video. They do it with recommendations from people they trust, high school coaches, and it's not just sabermetrics. It's they want to save the money. So a town like Clinton or Burlington or Beloit, Hagerstown, Orrin, you know, they may be things of the past in terms of minor league baseball. And I can remember going to Fresno and all over the place, in California in particular, small towns, larger towns. This was a family outing, Marty. This is where you brought the kids, you had fun, it was reasonably priced, you could get in and out quickly. It was a night out with your family. Now, at least 40 cities and towns may not have that anymore, and it could be more, it could be less. This is so up in the air. And you know, Marty, as you know, baseball enjoys favors from Congress. And I think some of this is going to go by the wayside if they really tick off too many states and too many cities. I think those congressmen and women are going to get a lot of pressure, and they already have. So this is an ugly story, and due to the pandemic and due to the fact that we're not playing baseball, the minor league story is not getting told as much. But it's crucial, it's critical. This week, Marty, hundreds of minor league players were let go or furloughed. Hundreds. Not a few on every team. 64 on the Diamondbacks, for example. Oakland has let their scouts go. The Los Angeles Angels have let their scouts be furloughed or fired. I mean, it's really not a pretty picture at all. And I'm afraid, Marty, that eventually Major League Baseball could shoot itself in the head. They shot themselves in the foot, you know, in 1994 when we didn't play baseball. They limped back. This is very critical what's happening now.
Boy, Bernie Pleskov, very well said. RotoWire, Forbes.com. You can read Bernie there. And on Twitter, at Bernie Pleskov, P-L-E-S-K-O-F-F. Always a pleasure to have you on, Bernie. If you were a betting man, you're not that far from Las Vegas. Would you bet we're going to have a season here, or at least a partial season?
Yes, I would, because there's too much money on the line. You know, the owners may save more money by not playing, believe it or not. But if the players want more than 80 games, the owners will lose more money. And for me right now, it's 50-50. But I think they know that they could kill the sport by not playing at all. I think we will at baseball. I think it's going to be a watered-down version. You'll see the DH in both leagues. This is tragic for me. I'm sorry. I'm a lifelong, I love it. Ever since I was 8 years old. So this is pulling at my heartstrings, not to be melodramatic about it. But how many times can they go to the public and say, we want more money, more money, more money? How can you do that when people are, you know, in food banks and out of work? How do you do that from a public relations standpoint? They're their own worst enemies, Marty, and I'm afraid this time it could bite them.
Well, we'll see. Bernie, a pleasure having you on, as always. A very, very clear, distinct report, and your writing is the same way. So be well, and I hope we'll follow the fire down in Arizona. I didn't know about that. And catch up with you in
bad.
A couple of weeks. Yeah, we'll have news in a couple of weeks. It'll be fun to get you back on and get your reaction, especially after the draft, and see how
you
many
bet.
Players get signed at 20,000 and how this fits into the new world of minor league baseball. Very good. I appreciate
Marty,
you being
I
on. Thanks, Bernie.
I always engage with followers on Twitter at Bernie Pleskov. So if you tweet me, I'll get right back to you. Thanks again for having
Wonderful.
Me. Take care.
Okay, very good. All right, that's Bernie Pleskov. Boy, interesting report. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.